read those words coming from the coach. What does that mean to you?
Means a lot. You know, definitely, first thing I thought was more opportunities. You know, chances to get the ball more, but also, you know, be that guy to, you know, get the offense sparking for the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I look forward to it. And, you know, I just got to step up to the plate.
What did you think when Mike McCoy came back here? I know you really succeeded him with the screen pass. What was your thought?
That's kind of one of my first thoughts was the screen passes. And I remember talking to Tyke, and he was mentioning the same thing. You know, the years we played together with Mike, it was some of my best years, and, you know, I look forward to it this year as well.
Did you keep your streak of not doing anything in February and just relaxing, and then how are you feeling physically?
I really didn't. I don't think I did much in February. If I did anything, it was probably, you know, rehab and on my hip and stuff like that, and, you know, I feel great.
Did you think you were going to have surgery, or is that, and you're going through the season down through the hip stuff, and you glad you avoided it?
No, it was bad at times. It got worse sometimes. You know, I never thought about surgery. You know, I could get it, but I don't think I need it, and I don't really need it. Right now, I feel great, and I've been running routes. It haven't been bothering me. So, you know, it just depends on how you get hit now. You know, it's basically maintaining the hits.
It was
tough. Sometimes I couldn't stop. Sometimes I couldn't run certain routes that I wanted to run. Sometimes I couldn't, you know, get off press because, you know, I had no power in it. But, you know, like you said, it wasn't my excuse. It was out there going out and trying to, you know, help my teammates out and try not to make it, you know, look bad on my part.
Do you know what's actually wrong with it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Huh?
What is wrong with it?
Ain't nothing right now.
What was it?
I forget.
Will it come up again this year?
No, it won't. I'm gonna be on top of it. We're gonna be on top of it. Do whatever I gotta do to, you know, be 100.
If you remember it.
Yeah.
Vance has made it clear that there will be a quarterback competition in the offseason. What are your thoughts on that, and do you get tired of there being a quarterback?
You know, I'm kind of used to it now. You know, we got a new team, new coach, new faces all around, and I think it's going to be a competition from, you know, my position to quarterback position to offensive line position, and then that only make it better, you know, to see who's going to be out fighting with you, you know, the regular season 16 games and, you know, throughout the playoffs. You know, we're all excited. Those guys are ready to work. You know, I've been talking to both of them, you know, I'm fine with playing with either one, whoever make it the top guy. And we're just excited for both of them to get the opportunity.
With all the rumors and stuff about Tony Romo, were you paying attention to that at all?
Remember the year I said I wasn't paying attention and they said Peyton wasn't coming? I got excited when they found out. If he would have got here, I maybe would have got the same way. But, you know, I wasn't even paying attention because, you know, people always say stuff.
Does Paxton seem different to you? Vance Joseph said he's all smiles so far this year.
He's been... You know, I see more smiles now because, you know, first year in the league, he was kind of nervous. You know, he had the opportunity to start, had help around. But, you know, it's the main thing is, you know, he's ready to compete, and he got people behind his back. He got the confidence, and that's all he can have.
Marius, you've seen what Mike McCoy did in the offense with Orton, Tebow, and Manning. What do you think the offense is going to look like?
You know, the sky's the limit. It's just going out as a group of guys on the offensive side of the ball and, you know, executing it. We got playmakers. We got, you know, the good coaches to call the plays. You got the two quarterbacks that can play. We got running backs at the backfield, offensive line. It's about just going out and executing now. You know, I know it's Mike McCoy been a problem since I've known him, you know, when our defense have problems going over throughout the week when we get ready to play the Chargers.
Do you think you'll recognize some of the stuff he's
going to
put in here?
I think so. I don't saw some of the stuff now, and it come back to my mind.
DT, BJ yesterday said the offense could use some more juice. Would you agree with that, and where do you think you could add that?
More juice? I don't know. It just depends, you know, what type of juice he can be, say, any position. So we shall see, you know, what's next, who they bring in from the draft. Who we might go out and pick up and see what happens. But, you know, the guys what we got right now, you know, I think they'll bring enough juice, and if we add somebody, that'd be even better.
What's the key for this offense to carry its weight this
times you played well or Manny played well, but in general, the offense just did never really get much traction from basically midpoint on. What's the key to being more of a balanced team and a specific balanced offense?
Well, I think the main key is, you know, starting out with, you know, eliminating turnovers, not having a three and outs early in the game. And basically, you know, like you said, having a balanced offense, being able to run the ball and catch the ball. And if we can do that, it'll be a totally different year.
Challenge for a receiver, a Pro Bowl receiver, to help bring young quarterbacks along. Is that difficult, and does it make your job harder?
Well, going on 8 years now, I don't think it's too difficult. It's the mainly thing now is, you know, getting with the quarterbacks in meeting rooms, getting with them on the field, and giving them guys that confidence of, you know, he's got my back, so, you know, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make myself better and this team better. And I think with doing that, getting with the guys, having conversations with them, and listening to them, because they will be the starters. One of them will be the starter of our team, so we're going to have to listen throughout the huddles and throughout the season anyway. So, you know, you give them that confidence and, you know, let them go out and, you know, play at their best.
What kind of impression has Vance made on you and the team at large as well?
Well, from day one, you know, he's excited. We all excited. You know, different vibe. He just want everybody to, you know, come to work, put in the work, and then go from there.
Time for a few more guys. Have you talked to Peyton the last few months or so?
Probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. He wanted me to come to the kid's birthday, but I couldn't make it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Have you been able to, do you look back on 2013 at all and say, boy, those are the good old days and didn't know it?
I have. And we got the potential now as well because it's the same offense, the same system. You know, you will have guys over the running wide open over the field, and it's just about executing now. You know, as it goes on, we'll be sitting in a group with the receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, and watching those films from those days where we broke the records and put up so many points throughout the year, and, you know, just so they can see it.
With the starting quarterback decision, would you guys rather know sooner than later?
At this point, it really don't even matter. You know, we know both of them can play. We done caught balls from each one of them. It's about, you know, whoever's going to do best for the team. And it ain't going to be easy because both of those guys, you know, got game. And whenever it come down to it, we're going to make it work.
When Trevor having started last season, was where the team had been. Do you guys view him as a young quarterback still? I mean, were you surprised that he wasn't automatically named
quarterback? I think he's still a young quarterback. That was his first year playing. That was his second year in the league, going on his third year now. So, you know, he had to step up for a role that, you know, he didn't expect himself to be in. But he's still a young quarterback. He still, you know, got things to work on, and I think he know that as well. So, you know, we're gonna have his back, and we're gonna do what we got to do to make it better.